We're currently in the middle of a road trip. We went around Canada, and we're basically on our way back down home to Whistler now. So, on the way back down, we're like, oh, we'll get the ferry, and then we just decided we'd stop off somewhere. So, and we turned off on Tuesday and had a look around and really liked it, and they said to come down on today to help out. So.
Just randomly, I mean, have you ever done anything like this before?
No, I mean, we're both going to university next year to do, biology, so we're kind of into it and know a bit about it, I guess, but... Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. It's something that's useful to have for the future.
I'm Shannon McMillan, the senior hatchery tech here. Right at the moment, we're on the last pond of a four-pond release of Chinook. There's about 100,000 of them going out this morning. Hopefully we'll see them come back in 4 to 7 years. The whole process of getting rid of 100,000 fish takes about 2 hours. We'll dip net them out of the ponds, put them in our release, and they shoot down and out into the salt water.
Well, and so right now they're just little guys.
They're about 145 millimeters and about 20 grams.
So relative size, what's 145 millimeters? Is that like my finger?
4.5 inches, 5 inches.
So about, what would you say about this? The span of my hand?
Or? Yeah, about this. Yeah, span of a good size hand. They have got a lot of growing to do. Hopefully, you know, in the next 4 years when they come back, they'll be looking at 30-plus pounds.
So they leave home and come back. They're like tiny little aquatic college students.
Yeah, that would be a really, really good way to put it. And it's about the right timing. They come back after 4 years. They come home.
Can I ask a weird question?
You may get a weird answer.
Do you ever get attached to them? I mean, is it kind of sad to see them go?
No, because right over here in this round pond, I've got 100,000 more to replace the ones that just left. And inside, I've got about 120,000 coho that just came out of incubators. They'll be in the round ponds when the time comes. Yeah. And then by then, it's going to be close to egg take time. And so we'll just start the whole process over again. So we've always got fish on site.
Whoa!
Oh, you guys, look at this!
All gonna be going out to sea. No, these are baby king salmon.
Here,
I better dump these, and we'll get some more. Let me dump these.
Okay, watch out.
We don't want them to expire.
They have to be in the water.
Get bigger, and come back.